St. Nicholas Day, December 6th.
St. Nicholas Day, December 6th. The story is, Nicholas was born in 280 AD in Patara, a city of Lycia, Greece. To wealthy parents who died when he was young, he gave away all his wealth to the poor, needy, and suffering children. His gifts were given late at night so he would remain a secret. St. Nicholas, a bishop, was later named the patron saint of children. He died on December 6th, AD 343 in Myra. Hence the celebration of St. Nicholas Day. In my village, in Heilbronn, Germany, we celebrated this day, mixed with fear and joy. We were told that St. Nicholas, all dressed in black with a sack on his back for the good children and the tall stick for punishment for the bad children, would come to visit us for sure, since there were so many bad children. Our house stood at the end of Bahnhofstrasse, with an inner courtyard where we would bathe in the summer in a big pig trough, the water shared by all. In the winter, we would heat water on the wood stove and dip a cloth to wash our face, the same cloth we dipped in salt to scrub our teeth. In the winter, we would sleep in the cellar with the goats. On clean straw, happily we would sneak an apple from the winter storage and pass it around for juicy bites. It smelled very bad. I would put my face in my sleeve till I fell asleep. We were so lucky to have this warm place to sleep. I had only wished that our latrine was not there also. As December neared, I would sometimes look out the window down the street to see if maybe St. Nick was planning his route to our Kinderheim. I would watch village people pass and look away as they got closer to our house. Maybe it was shame or disgust of us dirty little children. I like to think now that it was a feeling of helplessness. They could not save us, feed us, or give us a home. Now I know why all the orphanages I lived in were at the end of the street, not next to a good-smelling bakery or a fruit shop. I remember this one St. Nicholas Day as if it were yesterday. It must have been 1949, so cold. Our keepers told us to put just one shoe outside the door, not to be greedy. I polished my shoe to have a special shine, placed it third from the front, not to be too pushy, but not too far back, in case he ran out of goodies. Ludwig had red hair and freckles. He wore a blue scarf around his neck. It had little red dots. He never took it off. He said it had belonged to his father. I did not have such an item. I admired Ludwig for having such a treasure. As we placed our shoes outside, I noticed that Ludwig had two shoes. One he placed first place, and the other toward the middle of the line. I felt frightened for him. If the nun saw this, he would be severely punished. I stayed quiet, since I loved him for his beautiful scarf. It was a long night. I heard a hard knock on the door upstairs. I put my head under my covers in fear. Would he call for me? I had fallen that day and put a hole in my long stockings and gotten a beating for spoiling them, that a younger child could not get them next winter. I felt very bad, and I promised to be more careful. I was not called. I thanked God. In the morning, we all jumped up, got in the line to fetch our shoe, and two for Ludwig. He was very clever. Since he was first in line, he quickly put his foot in it. It must have hurt with a walnut under his foot. My shoe had a large, wonderful, round walnut in it. I caressed it, felt its bumps, and I kissed it. I stood in the corner in the dark cellar and watched Ludwig give his walnut from one shoe to Helmut, who was barred from placing a shoe outside since he had lost his cap. And the dried fruit from his other shoe he gave to Heidrun, a pretty girl who cried a lot. Ludwig was my hero that day, our St. Nicholas in the cellar, so I wanted to eat each morsel of my walnut. But I asked Ludwig if he would open my nut and share it with me. My silent wish was that he may let me touch his scarf one day. Later that night, Ludwig called to my mat and gave me a hanky with embroidered roses. I could see them in the moonlight from the cellar window. It was his mother's, he whispered. He wanted me to have it for keeping his two-shoe secret. And I have it to this day, 64 years later.
That was me.